Om sahana bhavatu, sahana punaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay. Do you want to finish up those few sentences? Tasmat. I think that's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Who
wants to start?
Tasmat dharmam sahaya artham nityam samchini sam chinuyat chinaihi dharmena hi saha yena tamaha tarati dustaram.
That sahaya artham is one compound, right? Sahaya artham.
Sahayartha?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Compound in artha.
Oh yeah, right. Yes, it is a compound.
Okay.
So we have tasmat, which is
you know, this is continuing on from the preceding verse, right?
Yeah.
That all of the relatives just turn their face and go away, only Dharma.
Yeah, that's
only Dharma
figured.
Follows you.
I figured they were following on that theme. No, I don't know if I have a translation. So we have tasmat, which is ablative singular, from that.
Or therefore.
Dharmam, which is accusative singular, dharma, therefore dharma. And then sahaya artham is for the purpose of or for the sake of.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Being, and then I have several possibilities, patron or helper or companion.
Companion, sahaya can mean companionship also,
okay.
And that works the best here.
All right.
All those others are meanings also.
Okay. So for the sake of companionship.
Or company.
For company.
Company is good, for the sake of company.
Okay. Then nityam, which enduring or continual?
You know, nityam can be used adverbially, and then it means always.
Oh, always, okay. So it's an adverb here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just make it up. Always. And then samchinuyat is the it's sam plus chi, present potential third person singular parsmaipada may accumulate.
Mm-hmm. One should. It's potential, and one
should.
Or you could do it as with an imperative sense also, because potential has an imperative sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's imperative. Did I do something wrong?
And it's a potential.
Okay, so one should. All right, and then we have shinaihi, which is slowly or gradually,
mm-hmm.
ever,
mm-hmm.
and dharmena, which is instrumental singular. By, with, or through dharma. And he, I guess that could be a filler, or it could mean because, or surely, or
mm-hmm.
only. Sahayena is, again, that would be company there? Is that how we
company
would?
Company or companion.
Okay. And it's instrumental singular, so by, with, or through.
Mm-hmm.
And tamaha, which is from tamas, and it's nominative singular.
Tamat?
No.
Well, that makes it the subject of a sentence.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how.
Are there other choices? I mean, I don't know.
Tamas is neuter, so it's
right
to the accusative, same. It can be nominative or accusative.
Oh, it is the same. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's accusative. And it can be ignorance or sorrow or darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tarati is from tre, to cross over, and it's present third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
So crosses over or escapes from or attains.
Yeah, he crosses, you can say.
Okay. And dustaram is means insurmountable or difficult to surmount.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was probably modifying tamaha. Mm-hmm. Is
yeah.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's accusative. All right. So I don't really have a good translation, but therefore, for the purpose of
for the sake of
being with Dharma or being
or for the sake of company.
Or for the sake of company. So that's not modifying Dharma, even though
it is. Well, it's actually kind of used adverbially there, but when you do that adjective for the sake of. But it can be also adjectival to Dharma, I guess. One should accumulate.
Okay, so one should accumulate Dharma.
One should always accumulate, gather.
One should always accumulate
Dharma.
Dharma, slowly. And it's, so then it's, is it one should accumulate slowly?
Or gradually. Shanai, it means one dharmic action at a time.
Okay.
So, One should always gradually be accumulating Dharma.
Okay.
Sahaya Arattam.
For the sake of company.
What
does that mean?
Well, because all the relatives leave you, Dharma is the only thing that accompanies you to the next life.
I get
you know?
It. Okay.
Or at any time, Dharma will always be there
be
by
there
your side, but
okay.
People won't.
Oh, I get it. All right. And then, because, or only.
Or you can just say indeed.
Indeed. Indeed, through Dharma, or with Dharma,
mm-hmm.
With the companionship of Dharma?
You can say with Dharma as a,
with
as
Dharma.
A companion, with Dharma. As a companion, it's in apposition, right?
That's
with
right.
Dharma as so in English you say like with Dharma as a companion or with Dharma as an aid or as a helper.
Okay.
One crosses
over. It's insurmountable.
Tamas is not so usually sorrow. It's either, though I suppose it could have that meaning.
Ignorance?
It means darkness or ignorance.
Okay. So one escapes from ignorance?
One crosses.
One crosses.
One crosses over ignorance or one crosses over darkness.
Okay.
Which, the insurmountable darkness. With the help of, you know,
right.
With the help of
Dharma.
Dharma
as a companion.
Yeah, with
okay.
Dharma as a companion. And Sahaya has the sense of helper or aid.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So you could say with Dharma as a, you could say companion or with Dharma as an aid.
Mm-hmm.
One crosses tamas, darkness,
mm-hmm.
insurmountable darkness.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or darkness which is difficult to surmount.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. What do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this.
Tasmad dharmam. Tasmat dharmam sahayartham nityam sanchinuyat chanaihi dharmena hi sahayena tamastarati dustaram.
Urve vayasi tatkuriyat tena vrittaha sukham vase yava jivena tatkuriyat dena mutra sukham vase.
So Carol, you'll be helping me with translation of the word meanings.
Urve Vayasi. Urve is apurvedinga. In the olden, purve before, so it's locative for purva in the olden time or earlier.
Oh, take bias as an age, somebody's age.
Or not living, okay.
Yeah. So in an earlier age.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like your bias can be like an age or a period of life. So in the prior period of life.
In the earlier age. Mm-hmm. So this will be tat. Is that tat kuriyat yena?
Tat kuriyat yena.
Okay, so that is that. Is that tat tetani? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then kuriyat. So that kuriyat is that like an ablative?
Kuriyat is from krit and it's potential, third person singular.
Right. Oh, it's Parasmaipada?
Yeah. But Kriya is Ubaipada.
Right. So potential third person singular. So meaning one should do. So in the earlier life, one should do yena vritas.
That. One should do
one
that.
One should do that.
Yena.
One should do that. Then vritta is old age, right? So kumbhasit.
But one should do that, yena, by which or because of which?
Oh, one should do that because of which in the older age you are happy.
Yeah, the vridaha, right.
Right. So, vridaha.
The vridaha can dwell, can live. Vas means to dwell, their lifestyle, their living,
vasi,
you know.
Vasi. So what form is vasit is then?
Potential.
Potential.
One should, one, and the, as an elder, vridaha, an older age.
Right.
You can live happily. What one should do in the earlier age, that by which,
in the older vidha,
as a vidha, as an elder, right? The elder can live at an older age, when the one who is older can live happily. Sukham is just used adverbially there. That means to dwell or to live. To live, to abide in a place, to reside.
Right.
One can reside happily or easily.
And then that the next one is that yavat jivena tat kuriyat yena amutra sukham vaset. So yavat, I don't remember what yavat.
That's an expression, yavat jivena, as long as one is living.
As long as
one's living, yavat jivena.
As long as one is living, one should do that by which amutra sukham. In amutra, there is, you can live happily. Amutra is.
You know, amutra usually means in heaven. Mm-hmm. As long as you live, here, as long as one is living, yavat jivena.
Right.
One should do that. By which amutra there. They use amutra means in heaven.
In the next world.
Amutra there. Sukham vasate. One resides happily. So you want to get a better next birth or go to heaven. You don't want to go to a hell world. You want to go to a better loka and you want to get a better birth.
And jivena is instrumental.
Instrumental. So it's expression, yavat jivena, as long as one is living.
Okay. So that's, and then sukham is just accusative, and vasif again is potential. And amutra, is amutra indeclinable then?
Yeah, the tra affix, it's got the locative sense.
Oh, tatra. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it means there and in distance.
So it's an adverb?
Mm-hmm. It's not an adverb, it's just an indeclinable with a locative sense, like tetra, yetra, you know, sarvatra. It all has locative sense where taha, that affix has the ablative sense, right? Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Urve vayasi. Tat kuriyat yena.
Tat kuriyat yena.
Vridha sukham vasit.
Yava jivena.
Tat kuryat yena amutra.
Sukham vaset.
So, Carol, could you just do a so-called polished translation?
Yeah, maybe. Let's see.
I think the first part I'm fine with, the second part. So as long as one is living.
As long as one is alive, as long as one is living, one should do that, means those actions, one should do that, because of which, by which, or because of which, in the next life, or amutra, or in the heaven, means after this life.
Right.
So just if you, after this life, usually it's used for like the next life, the next loka, okay, so in the heaven worlds. So amutra, sukham, happily, one would live.
Okay.
So it's exactly the same. One would live. You do in this life those things which will allow you to take a better birth, to live happily in the next life.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All
right.
But it literally means there. But when you say there, it's meaning after death.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's that amutra is a common expression for that. And since it's in juxtaposition with jivena, then you know they're talking about the next life. So for all in this entire life, as long as you're living, do those actions because of which you will live happily after in the next.
So is mutra tied to
mithya? Amutra.
You're right, amutra.
No.
It's not tied to mithya.
No, it's tied to the adaha or one of the pronouns. Amushna, amutra, yeah.
Okay. Svaha karyam adya kurvita purvahne cha aparachnika. I guess I'll do the next one too. Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Nahi prati kshate rityuhu kritam asya. Na va kritam. So we have, okay, svaha karyam is given as tomorrow's duty, accusative singular.
What should be done tomorrow, yeah.
And adya is an adverb, now or today. Kurvita is third person potential, third person singular potential, atmane padam. Ishi it would make or should perform. Purvahne is locative singular from the word purvahna, which is in or on the first part of the day. So referring to the first part of the day. And then cha is and. And then aparachnikam is an adjective that means belonging to the latter part of the day, declined in the accusative singular. So that would be he... Or one, I suppose, rather than he, she, or it. One would perform now, tomorrow's... One should perform now, tomorrow's duty.
Or today.
Today, yeah. Tomorrow's duty. And then the next part is not, na, he, because, or indeed. And pratikshate is... what did I have? This third person singular, atmane pada, present tense. So... it means one looks or sees or cares.
Mm-hmm.
And then mrityuhu is death, nominative singular. Kritam is the PPP, I hope, for krita, to do or to make. And asya is from idam, genitive singular. And then na is not, and va here is or. And then kritam is, again, the PPP. Or it could also be an age, but it's the PPP here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway, I was getting confused when I did this. So I think that my translation of this was, I don't know if it's right, one should perform now or today tomorrow's duty, and those belonging to the first part of the day, and those belonging to the latter part of the day.
Is that no? Almost.
Okay.
Well, one should perform today,
right.
Let's see, what is to be done tomorrow, right? What
right.
is to be done tomorrow, one should do today.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
And then, and in the first part of the day,
okay,
the latter half of the day. So then you go, and one should do in the first half of the day, what is to be done in the letter.
Oh, okay, I didn't get that. Okay, okay.
You see that?
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. Okay, should do.
Are you just sharing the verb or parallel construction?
Okay.
And then what did you do? Because. You could take, he used because for that. I would.
Okay, instead of indeed, yeah. Okay, so I ended up with because death doesn't care. Well, I don't know. Death doesn't care whether you do this. It was really confused. Like, death doesn't care, indeed, or whatever, mm-hmm. the doing or not doing of this.
Like, no, that which is done or not done. Asya can just be by him in the present. Sometimes you can use the genitive for the in with a past passive participle. If you're talking present tense, you can use the genitive instead of the tritia. So you could say, because death doesn't care.
Because death doesn't care, okay.
And we would say death doesn't care about what is done or not done.
Right. Okay.
By you, by him, by one.
Okay.
Well, pratiksha also means wait, doesn't it? It's not like doing wait.
No. To wait? I don't think so. Prati-iksh means to see. Prati means to see all around.
So
that they have it here as care.
So the idea is do things now.
Get do everything now. Death doesn't care whether you've done it or not. Death will take you at any time. It has no concerns whatsoever about whether you've accomplished this or that. So if there's things that you need to get done,
do them now. Okay.
Do them now. Don't put.
I thought it was the opposite. Like, don't bother to do anything. I'm going to tell you
why. Anyway.
So I somehow, but okay. That's
so where do we get the by one?
That's the Asya. Asya.
Asya. By one.
She's saying of you.
Oh, not of you.
The instrumental.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Although I would never.
So think of it as instrumental.
Yeah.
Right.
Things which are to be done, things which are done by you or not done.
Okay.
Not by you, by one, by him.
By one.
Yeah. Whoever the subject is, masculine.
Okay.
Okay, read it and then I'll tell you a couple of things here.
Shvakarya Madhya.
Shvakarya Madhya.
Kuruvita.
Kuruvita.
Purva Hue.
Ne.
Is that ne?
Yeah, na. Limbo. Purva
Ne.
Purva Ne.
Cha apara huikam.
Nikam.
Oh, okay.
Cha
apara nikam.
Cha apara. Apara nikam. Cha apara nikam. Apara means later. Right? Purva means before. Apara is a one word that means later or after.
Apara.
So the later day.
Cha apara nikam. Nahi pratikshate.
Nahi pratikshate.
Mrityuhu.
Mrityuhu.
Kritamasya nava kritam.
Good. Let me tell you about amutra, okay? Just so you... It's the indeclinable. Amutra is often used as an opposition to iha. Iha is also an indeclinable that means here, amutra, there, okay? It's a form of udas with a tra affix. Right? Udas is the verb, the pronoun udas. It means there, in that place, therein, there... In sense of what precedes or has been said in that case, but then there above in the next world in the life to come,
okay,
you know, and that's what is meant here. And it's common in Vedanta. You'll see this iha and amutra, and even in terms of vairagya, you have vairagya toward the bhoga, the enjoyments that are here, and amutra there.
I'm sorry, could you say that first word that it was used in oppositional? Iha?
Iha. Iha.
Iha.
Short I-H-A. E and ha. Yeah, I-H-A.
Iha is here and amutra is
there.
Right, okay.
And it can be used just in terms of there as a reference to a place. But if you're talking, you can often, in Vedanta, you'll find it's often talking about in the next life or in the next world. In the next life. In the next world. And so in Yavat Jivain, I said that's what it's going to mean. Mm.
And what did you say about Udis?
Udis is the pronoun from which it comes. You know, you've got Tut, Idam, Udis.
Yes.
We learned those in the second part. In the second part of the end of Bhandarka, book one.
Yeah, I don't remember Udis. Do you guys?
Yes, I do remember Udis, but I would never have linked it to Amutra.
Yeah. Well, look, review
I will
Utis,
review that.
Review Utis in Bhandaka Book 1, because they haven't defined that.
We have Utis somewhere.
You probably did.
Just very briefly, I think it came up somewhere. We didn't spend much time on it. Okay. It might have been
but it's not as common as Tatanay.
It's here. It's on there, but I don't see it.
Is it? No, it's here on the right. We never use it, ever.
Yeah.
It's like, ever, never
use
it.
There it
is.
That's why
it's there. Okay, got it.
You know why you don't? You're not going to see a mutra. A mutra is a form of Utis taking the tra affix.
Right.
Like if you have tetra, you're not going to be able to look into declension and see tetra.
Right.
That tra affix is indeclinable.
Right.
Just like the taha affix that gives the fifth case called tesil. This is trol if the pani with the pani it letter. So taha gives fifth case, and tra gives seventh case.
Uh-huh.
Sense of, and it's indeclinable.
Okay. So, but the actual one that would be the seventh case would be the locative, right?
Locative singular.
So here...
Amushman?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Amushman, so you could use either of them, Amushman or Amutra, in that case? Okay.
Yeah. But Amutra is really common.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're on to the next.
Yes.
We are. We're going into the ninth gana. Let me just quickly explain the ninth gana to you. I think it's pretty clear in the book.
Mm-hmm.
The gana sign for the ninth gana is long, for the strong, na, for the short, ni. Okay? But the only thing you have to realize is that for the weak ni, so strong, na, weak ni. If the affix begins with a vowel, instead of ni, it'll just be in. Okay, so is that clear? So let's look at, go to page 30 and look at kri to buy. That's often a stock example in the present tense. So you see in the singulars, it's all na, krinami, krinasi, krinati. Then in the others, it's simple. Krinivaha, krinimaha, krinitaha, krinita. Krinitaha, krinita, krinanti. See the na becomes in because of the nt? Do you see it, Kiki?
Yeah.
No problem? Okay. So now let's look at the imperative. Those are the two that we're going to be working on here. Or I guess they've got a pair of smart. Yeah, okay. Krinani, so here the singulars are strong. So aniava ama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Krinani, krinava, krinama. Krinihi, so it's going to keep the e. Krinitam, krinita, krinatu, krinitam, krinantu, in. And you see the na becomes na because of the
mm-hmm.
ra. Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's look at the atmane for the ayavahe amaha. Krinai. All week. Krinai, krinavahai, krinamahai. Krinishwa. These are atmane for this. Atmane for this. Oh, is
the
first? Yeah, oh, you're right. Sorry. Krinai, krinavahai, krinamahai, krinishwa, krinatam, ending is atam, remember?
Right. That's why it looks like it's strong.
Yeah. Ending is atam. Exactly. Krinitum, krinitam, krinatam, strong. I mean, not strong, atam ending. Then krinatam, atam ending. Right? Atam. Krinatam. When a root ends in a consonant, the imperative second person said, you know, I had totally forgotten this, and I've come across it, and it's always kind of stumped me. When a root ends in a consonant, the imperative second person singular parasmaipada is made by simply adding ana to the root, like mush, mushana. You're not going to see this very much, but... So let's look at mush. Aniyava ama, mushnani, mushnava, mushnama, then mushana.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that would be hard to recognize.
Absolutely. You just have to make note. I've been stumped by this. Now I have vague recollections of running across this. Mushana, mushnitam, mushnita, mushnatu, strong, mushnitam, mushnantu.
Clear?
Mm-hmm. Second person singular imperative has a lot of exceptions, right?
It does. It does. Sometimes the ending, the he ending will drop. Mm-hmm. That type of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Agni Taptam Suvarna Vidinaki. So, heated by fire, gold melts. Yeah, gold melts when heated by fire. Mm-hmm. And so it's
actually
plus
gold,
the...
It's adjectival, right? Gold.
Right.
But that's a good translation.
Yeah, I thought that this was a bhuvri, heated by fire.
No, it's because septa is just a past passive participle. Gold,
okay.
Which is heated by fire. So it's adjectival. PPP is adjectival. Gold heated by fire melts.
Yeah, that's our problem with it. We somehow got the impression, I think, in more that any time you have a compound adjectival to something outside the compound, it's a bahuri.
Mm-hmm.
But you told me that there's additional conditions to make it a bahuri.
Yeah.
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 Right.
That's good. But I'll tell you one thing. If it's a past passive participle, it's almost invariably an adjectival compound.
Okay.
Yeah, if it ends in a past passive participle.
But adjectival compounds are not all bahuri.
No, that's
so
right.
That's where we...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you that chapter in more sometime. You can write
good.
In a letter. So instead we're going to call it an adjectival compound until we learn what a bahuvrihi really is.
Well, bahuvrihi has to be related to the noun by a form of yena, by a form of
by which.
By which, in which, for which, because of which. Any form, by, I didn't mean yena, I mean yet, the relative. It's going to relate to the noun as a, through some sort of relative construction. We'll go through bahuvrihi.
Yes, yeah.
Svarnam is...
gold.
Right, but it's accusative, right?
No, it's a
neuter nominative.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I thought it was masculine.
No, it's accusative. No, gold, no, it's nominative.
No, it's nominative.
Yeah, gold melts. It's neuter. Suvarna.
Oh, why did let me just check something.
Because otherwise you'd have to say he helps.
No, I know, but
he,
I think I somehow,
he
when
melts
I looked it up,
gold.
I thought it was masculine. But
no, I think it's neuter.
Yes. No, I have neuter also.
Okay. I don't know where I got that.
It is neuter.
Well, that really threw me off.
Yeah, that would throw you off.
Yeah, I know what I did. I was breaking down the compound to write the words of what it was made of, and golden coin, svagna is masculine, so I just wrote that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Did you read it yet, Kiki?
Agnitaptam.
Agnitaptam.
Suvarnam vilinati.
Suvarnam vilinati.
Priyayai. Datum push pasrajam kratnami. Wow, these are so short.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice. It was like a holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Priyayai is...
Did you say kratnami? Kratnami?
Krat, yes.
Okay, good.
Priyayai is dative feminine.
Priyayai.
Priyayai. And it's feminine.
Dative.
And it's wife here. It means wife here. But it can mean news sometimes, right? Or
it could be beloved.
Beloved, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it means news. I never heard of that.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
I found that somewhere. Anyway.
Priya is news.
Intelligence? Yeah, that's
like
a different
that.
Word, I think.
Oh, it is.
Not Priya.
It's very close to it, though. We just had it.
Yeah, we did.
That's why I remembered what you're thinking.
Well, somewhere I looked gave me... Anyway, never mind. It's not important. Datum is the infinitive.
Datum.
From da. Datum. To give. And then we have pushpas. The jam, which means a garland of flowers, and it's in the feminine accusative, singular.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have krat,
which means to put together or tie together, mm-hmm. and it is the present first person singular, parasmapada.
Mm-hmm.
So I tie together a garland of flowers to give to my beloved.
Right. Go to page 33, I want to show you something on that, the verbs. And see, here, they go down to grunt.
Yeah.
This is a really common, it's used mm-hmm. for tying. It's used in terms of bondage and all kinds of things in Vedanta. So, in this conjunction, the penultimate nasal of a root is drop in the whole ninth gana. Okay? So here, grunt, the root is grunt,
mm-hmm.
and it will become grut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because of the na, it would be awfully weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grunt, na, ti.
Yeah.
So, and also, if you look on the second column, do you see poo? Starting with pu, the first word,
mm-hmm.
all of these become short.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to make note of. All of them in usage in the ninth gana, all of them are going to be short.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just something to...
This is a nice list.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
I should transpose some of these to
add them. Yeah. See, pu and the following 10 roots shorten their ending vowel in the conjugation, conjugational tenses. So, just make note of it. That we'd used vilinati. The root is li, right? Long e. In the previous sentence, vilinati. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Did we recently agree?
Priyayayatum.
Priyayayatum.
Pushpasrajam. Gratnami.
Pushpasrajam gratnami.
Doham kale vatsam stambhe vadhanti. Vadnanti. So, in the Doham kala, I don't know what Doham kala means. In the old times?
Dohana is milking. At the time of milking.
At the time of milking.
Comes from do. Do to milk. Dohana. Milking. That ana affix gives the milking. Running, walking. I always call that a gerund, but you're calling the gerund something else.
No, that's an English gerund,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a gerund. That
I like the indeclinable past parcel. It's less confusing, actually.
Yeah. So if you use gerund for this, it's an action verb, right? Walking, talking, running, that una affix. It's usually neuter. It is neuter. Dohana kale.
Dohana kale, what's is the child?
Dohana. You're doing Hindi.
Oh, sorry. Dohana kale, vatsam is a child.
It's also a calf.
That makes more sense. I was thinking, why are they tying the calf? Why are they tying it?
The same thing until I looked it up and
I
find calf. Did you have the same thing? We're all going through. This is child abuse.
So like when I was milking, the calf is tied to the stomach, to the pole or the...
And Budnanti, they tie.
They tie, sorry. At the time of making, they tie the calf
to the post.
The post.
Yeah.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
Dohan Kali Vatsa.
Dohan
Kali. Dohana, sorry. Wrong.
I like to do that to you.
Dohana Kali Vatsa.
That's bund. That's another instance where the na is dropped. Right? Bunda. So bud. If you get used to that.
Bud. Oh, yeah, right. This is another one where the nasal
drops. Nankana. Nasal drops.
Right.
Good. That's great. We're really doing a lot of sentences.
Oh,
wow. I like them when they're nice and short like this.
Yeah.
They make their point. So, okay.
Okay. Okay. Asmin naranye margam kartu tarum lunihi.
Mm-hmm.
Aramye. Oh, I already did that, sorry. Okay. That's it.
That's it.
All right. Asmin, locative singular from Edom, as we said. And then there's the doubling of the... There's no doubling. It's just... Yeah, there's an extra N there, Sunday rule, about the doubling of the N when there's a short vowel.
We see it by short vowel. Double.
And also there's... And the next word has a vowel, too. Mm-hmm. Aranya is the neuter noun forest locative in upon the forest. And marga is masculine noun, accusative singular for road. Kartum is the infinitive of kri, to do or to make or perform. And then this is another strange sandhi. This is really the word tarum,
mm-hmm.
which is the accusative plural for taru, masculine noun, the trees. And then there's this sandhi rule about the final N before la is...
Love or yeah, it'll take the nasalized semi-vowel. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A nakara before a yara or la takes the nasalized semi-vowel.
So the next word is lunihi?
Mm-hmm. Lunihi.
Tarun, lunihi.
Right, and that's from lu, the verb lu, class 9, and that would be the imperative second person singular padasmaipada. So it's somebody giving an order or command to cut down the trees to make a road in this forest.
May you cut down the trees,
mm-hmm.
right, to make mm-hmm. a road. And marga means road or path or way.
Okay.
All of those. It's not, road isn't wrong. They usually say path or way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's as if somebody's speaking, right?
Like, yeah, may,
down,
may you.
May you or just...
Couldn't it be in order you should cut down the trees?
Yeah.
Well, it's imperative. It would be not you should. It would be cut down the trees.
Cut down the trees.
Okay.
That's how I had it. Like somebody saying...
But sometimes we add please.
Yeah.
May you cut down the trees, cut down the trees, please cut down the trees. May the trees be cut, like that.
Okay.
Those are different ways of saying imperative.
Okay.
Everybody clear?
Mm-hmm. So lunihi is cutting, and then tarum is trees.
Mm-hmm. Accusative, plural.
Mm-hmm.
For the tarus.
Okay.
And this is another example. Lu is long u, actually. This is one of those 10 roots where the u becomes, u.
And in the sandhi, tarum... And then lunihi, and then that sandhi makes the extra na.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The tarun ends in a dental nakara, tarun.
Mm-hmm.
Then a nakara like that, when it's followed by a semi-vowel,
mm-hmm.
except ra, yavar la, it takes a nasalized semi-vowel.
Do we have that?
Okay, so it takes a nasalized by a semi-vowel, or just, I think we only have...
There's three.
I couldn't even find it. I found it.
Where did you find it?
I'll show you. Oh, we need book one.
It's here.
Actually, it's good to know that one. It's, I guess it doesn't come that often, but it does, because it's optional also. It can also be just under.
I mean, I remember seeing it.
It's
before.
Here.
I
it's in our notes, but we didn't have it as the semi-vowel. We just have it.
Well, those are semi-vowels, though, that I just told you.
I know.
Oh.
I'm just telling you that what we had was, I didn't realize it was that expansive, so I'll just
right, we only have it as nasalized before the not before la, right?
Yeah, so what you're saying is it's all semi-vowels.
Except row.
Okay.
Let me find it for you.
Okay.
So we should change it.
It's what I call that.
Well, let me find it exactly.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Make sure that I'm telling it to you right.
All the way, but I knew it was somewhere in there.
Maybe you're thinking of this one. A consonant of the dental class followed by la is changed to la, and the na to a nasal la, which is written as in line 1 on page 141. But let me find the general bigger rule of the nasalized semi-vowels. I'm getting closer.
know, maybe, gosh, maybe I'm thinking of the Anuswara.
The rule that we have is change to a nasalized lakata, with the chandra bindu being the symbol for it. But it didn't say anything about it.
No, that's why I said it.
Yeah, yeah.
I might be wrong here. I think that I'm confused. I think I have to, I still have a doubt, but this is what I think that I was thinking of. And I do have a doubt, but anyway, this is what I think I was thinking of. Im at the end of a word or particle, followed by a consonant in general, is changed to an anuswara, optionally and necessarily when it is followed by sha, sha, sara, ha. When it is not changed to an anuswara, it is changed to the nasal of the class to which the following letter belongs, and to a nasal Yava or La, when followed by Yav or La. I think I'm thinking of
that's
the Makara, the number 27.
That's the last part is what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last part.
Right.
If you have M at the end of a word or a particle, when it's optional. When it is not changed to Anuswara, it is changed to the nasal of the class to which the following letter belongs, and to a nasal Yava Yavala, when followed by Yavala, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the other, even though in my mind I'm convinced of it. I think I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay? Everybody see? And just keep that one for the La.
Okay.
The one for the La is a consonant of the dental class followed by La is changed to La. Like in Bhagavat Lila, Bhagaval Lila, and in to a nasal la, which is what you see there. Okay? Sorry about that.
Okay.
Put misinformation in your poor old brain.
Well, considering most information goes out again. Unless you're repeated it several times, it doesn't make that much of a difference.
Okay, let's go.
So did we read this?
I don't think we read it.
We're going to need to read it off. It's number four. Asmin
Narariye. Asmin Narariye.
Asmin Narariye.
Margam Kartum.
Margam Kartum.
Tarun, okay. Tarun Lunihi.
Tarun Lunihi. Okay. Ayam kala siddha charste lakshmi pushnatu. So ayam, this tava of you, siddha chara, good behavior. And then te, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what to do with this.
Maybe.
I even thought it was of you. I thought it was a genitive.
Yeah.
That's what I took it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I didn't know what to do with it in the translation. So Lakshmi, it's the feminine accusative.
Take Lakshmi as wealth.
Okay.
Lakshmi.
Okay, good. And then Pushnatu is the imperative third person.
Mm-hmm.
Singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It should please.
Again, no.
Or nourish.
Oh, nourish. Okay.
Pushyusha means to nourish.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, like from pusha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, push.
But I don't know where I got please from. Did you guys get please?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you know why? You have pre below. Pre means to love, to please, but above is push, which means to nourish.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so your good behavior nourishes.
May this good behavior of yours.
May this good behavior of yours
nourish.
Nourish or cause wealth to flourish.
Nourish your wealth.
Nourish your wealth.
That's how the take comes.
Yeah.
Okay.
May it increase your wealth, is what they're saying.
Right.
May it feed your wealth. Punya.
Yes. So you do punya, your wealth gets fed, basically.
Yeah.
Sadachara state, you said, is genitive.
Te is secondary form of yours from Yushmat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, te. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sadachara.
Mm-hmm. So, aren't there like too many pronouns here?
No, because the you goes with prosperity of you. You know, that's what I thought too, and then when she just explained it, it's you, your good conduct, and then prosperity of you.
Oh,
that's why.
Like this good conduct, ayam sadachara teva, this good conduct of yours. Mm-hmm. May this good conduct of yours nourish your wealth.
Okay. That's where
but I just got it when from. She said that it went with Lakshmi.
Right.
Before I was thinking, what? Is it they?
Right. No, I was going crazy with pronouns. Good.
Yeah, that's right. Good. You probably did that on purpose. Okay, should we do one more?
Yeah.
Let's do one more before we go our card reading.
Should we read this one?
Yeah, let's read it and then do it.
I am Tava Sada Charasti. Ayam Deva Sada Charaste Lakshmim Pushnatu.
Lakshmim Pushnatu. Put it one more sentence. Okay, one more sentence and then we'll stop.
Okay. Yusteshu Viraha Shatrunam Shirobihi Bhumim Astrinate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Sorry.
Do you want me to clear this?
No. Maybe I should just sit here.
You can clear just a break.
Okay.
Yeah, just do this. Break.
So.
No, I can sit there without the whole thing. Is
over. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So, Yudeshu is neuter locative plural. In wars, masculine nominative plural, viraha is for heroes, and shatrunam is genitive plural of enemies or enemies. And then we have shirovihi, which means heads, and it's instrumental plural. Bhumim, which is earth, accusative singular. And then we have astrin. Nate, which is present third person plural atmanepada. It's a and tre, and it means cover or spread. So in wars, heroes cover the earth with the heads of enemies.
Oh,
yay.
Very good.
Yay. I like some of these because I could actually get a
translation. I know, it's comforting, wasn't it?
It's like it's Tara's level.
Okay. Kiki, you want to read?
Yuteshu viraha. Shatrunam.
Shirobhihi.
Bhumim. Astrinate. Astrinate.
Okay. So now, what should we do?
Next week
you won't be here.
Yeah, right.
So what I think is we should go on to...
Sorry, Kiki.
Kiki and I.
Well, I'm not going to be here the following week.
Okay.
What about going to page 36 then?
So we'll finish up the rest of these. We can do all those.
We'll finish up the rest of them up to Rudra. Okay. And then start on page 36.
What do you want?
Okay. You should have done all of the sentences, mm-hmm.
right.
including Rudra, mm-hmm. Devon. So we'll finish those,
right.
mm-hmm.
those four or five sentences, and then start with sentences on page 36.
Good.
Finishing
that. Not do the ones after Rudra.
No.
Okay.
Because that'll keep us too long in the night.
Yeah.
Gonna,
yeah.
You know.
And we're creeping up to the second. Gonna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a big deal.
That'll take a lot of time.
Okay. And then start with the sentences on page 36.
Yeah. And maybe you can go all on 37. Down through Nakanyayaha.
Yeah, that looks good.
And then we'll save that long paragraph and for the...
Which not I'm sorry, where we're going to?
On page 37, okay. Do the first two sentences on page 37.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay? Just the first two sentences?
No.
Well, 36 also.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, so all of 36 and the first two and 37. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. So there are really six sentences to do there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Six sentences. Okay, good. Let's take a little break.